Yeah, so let's talk about a little bit about the lead up to you having to shut your doors during this pandemic.
Well, so that week before, it was the week before the 17th of March.
This is Aaron Herder, co-owner of a barbershop here in Omaha.
People really kind of started paying attention to, or maybe the media kind of really started picking up the story a little bit more intensely. And a lot of people were talking about it at the barbershop. And then it was that Wednesday before the 17th where we said, it doesn't really feel like there's any politicians saying anything definitive. And we felt we kind of needed to be proactive about it. So we actually closed the week before it was mandated in Nebraska.
This is the other owner, Lou Moore, Aaron's husband and a barber.
We talked to our barbers and everybody was kind of on that same page. We had situations in the shop that kind of showed us that the general public wasn't taking it seriously. And that made our barbers nervous.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could imagine as because I know as well that you guys just moved into a new space. And how is this affecting you guys right now with all of that happening?
We applied for the payroll protection program. So most barbers shops, at least that we kind of know of, are contracted workers. But we are an employee shop. So we had the actual benefit of saying, oh, hey, we actually have payroll for all last year. We had all the documentation that we needed in order to apply for that loan. And we actually received the loan and have already started getting funds for it. So we have 8 weeks of expenses and payroll paid. So basically it's weird because we're not working, but at the same time, financially we're okay. And at least through mid June.
Yeah. Do you think you would have survived without that?
No. I mean, we had in our savings account at the time, we had enough money to pay for everyone 2 weeks to be off, pay them full time what they normally were making, base pay, commission, and tips. At first, we thought it was only going to be 2 weeks, which seems silly now looking back on it. So it's kind of hard. We've been making all of these decisions what feels like in a box with no light, because it's been so politicized that it's like you don't know who to trust with information. And it seems like the information changes every day. So for a business to be making projections or guesses into the future about if they can pay their bills or their people or, you know, what's the best course of action for everybody, it's kind of impossible because no one is talking about their future, you know?
And do you think Nebraska, like our local people have been taking it seriously enough?
We personally don't. Like, we think that if small business owners are making these super intense decisions on their own, there's not leadership. Like, we look to the mayor, we look to the governor.
We're not asking for them to have answers for us. We're asking them to provide us, like, talking points to make educated decisions mm-hmm. that not only affect our business, but our employees' lives, their livelihoods, all of these aspects that, I mean, there hasn't really, it just open up, you know, here's the guidelines set forth. And that's what we were kind of trying to figure out with, we were told that we could go back. We were the first industry that was told explicitly that we had to close. And now we're being told that we have.
There's, you know, everyone's working from home. Schools are closed.
I can't go to the bar and have a drink, but I can touch you for half hour to 45 minutes in my chair. Like, it doesn't.
You can't go sit at a bar at a restaurant, and you can't go sit at a bar, like a regular bar.
Unless you order food.
But you can go get a haircut. It seems like all the information seems very contradictory, I guess.
Especially when we were the first ones that were told that we...
I think regardless of what your party line is, you look to your politicians in times of uncertainty and crisis.
Let's use...
anyone to come and give you advice and maybe, like, I don't know, pacify you a little bit, like make you feel safe and like everything's going to be okay. and we're going to get through this, and it's going to be scary for a while, but it's going to be scary together. You know, like, I haven't heard anyone say any of that stuff on any level.
For 91.5 KIOS Omaha Public Radio, I'm Joshua Labior.
Of the restaurant business because we touch people. Our license allows for that. I'm Lou Moore. I own the Surly Chat Barbers with my wife.
Yeah, and I'm Aaron Herter, and I co-own. I kind of do the back of the house stuff, so payroll and keep the books and all kind of those detail things that so the barbers don't have to deal with it. Well, so that week before. It was the week before the 17th of March, so whatever that was, I feel like is when, like, people really kind of started paying attention to, or maybe the media kind of really started picking up the story a little bit more intensely, and a lot of people were talking about it at the barbershop, and then it was that Wednesday before the 17th where we said, hey, you know, like,